Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver. I'm delighted to sit with you. We're going to sit in meditation together for 10 minutes, and we're going to start very soon. So please take your seat, get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or in a chair. And if you are in a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And as we get started, I want to continue answering your excellent questions. Last week, there was a question from Anthony about loneliness and loss. Everyone can relate to that question. And this, thank you for that question, Anthony. And thank you for all of you who replied on my site to give Anthony further encouragement. This question is from Eugenie. What I'd like to hear about is the application of meditation throughout the day. When we wake up in the morning, when we rush around, when we parent, when we garden, walk, engage with people, in the middle of town halls, etc. In other words, how do we seamlessly benefit from meditation to having a meditative mind all day long? Well, that's an excellent question as well. Thank you, Eugenie. Hello, Kat. Do you want to get in on, do you have an answer to that question? So how do we bring meditation into our day is the gist of the question. How do we seamlessly benefit from sitting meditation to having a meditative mind all day? So there is only one mind. So I know that's not, I know you're not saying otherwise, Eugenie. I think what you're asking is, how can I bring the calm and ease and spaciousness that I find sometimes on the meditation cushion into my life, which is chaotic and hectic and interesting and boring, and people make me angry and people make me happy and I'm confused and brilliant and I'm a person. How do I bring my meditation to that person, not just the one who's sitting here? So you can't, unless you live on a mountaintop by yourself. But even so, there would still be upsetting things or disappointments and frustration. So if by your question you mean, how can I bring a calm mind into everyday life? The answer is, I don't know. If your question is, how can I bring awareness to my everyday life? The answer is 110%. You can, and I'm sure you do. So here, the mind of meditation doesn't look like the mind of ease. It looks like the mind of awake, the mind that can meet the circumstances of life, turn towards them rather than try to smush them into something that we imagine is manageable, but instead to notice everything and feel everything. To the best of our ability, because life is overwhelming and it's crazy out there, y'all. I do not have to tell you that. So I'm not saying just whatever, don't put up any gates. Put up gates and put up serious gates with what you let in. But as you go about your life, as you have designed it, and you feel happy, feel happy. You feel sad, feel sad. You feel confused, feel confused. Go right toward it, as opposed to grading it or developing theories about it. Grades and theories are excellent. But that is not the mind of meditation. That is the thinking mind. I know I said we only have one mind, but when we apply this sort of mental approach to the fruits of meditation, oh, I feel it here, now I want to know how to feel it there, that is not subtle enough, not complicated enough, not human enough, because we're going to feel. One of the things that I've said to you all many times about meditation is that it actually opens the whole panoramic field of emotion and sensation rather than gating it to allow only the things we like. Everything opens up. So that said, in meditation, as you know, or we'll find out if this is your first time sitting, we place attention on breath. When our mind strays into thought, we notice that and bring it back to the breath. So when you notice that and let go, there is a gap. It's very interesting. In fact, it's everything. And then you come back to your object of meditation, which in our case is the breath. Now, why is this called a practice? What are we practicing? We are practicing placing attention on breath, letting go of concept to come back to that object of attention, not so that we can be great followers of the breath, because who cares? But the breath is a stand-in for our life, for the people you love, the people you don't love, the people that make you angry, the news headlines that you read, the road conditions that you discover when you try to drive to work, or the meetings and ideas and all the things you experience in your everyday life. Your breath, you practice with your breath so that you can put your attention on those things. That's what we want to be good at, paying attention to our life. And we practice with the breath, like a musician practices scales. When the musician gets on stage, they don't play scales. They perform according to whatever it is that they've chosen to perform, and relating with the constant flux of change. This didn't work. There's noise back there. I did this slow. Now when I'm playing it, I feel like speeding up the tempo. In other words, they can show up for what they're doing because they practice this. What we're fixing to do right now is this. We're playing scales in our meditation practice. That's one very broad way of describing what we're doing, but we're practicing it here so we can do it there. We're not practicing focusing on our breath here so we can focus on our breath there. We're practicing focusing on our breath here so we can focus on the faces of the people we love and don't like, the world we live in, the things we have to do. So all you have to do is this, and you will be able to do that. So hope this is useful, and let's practice. Begin your practice, please, by taking a good seat, which means sit up straight. Say to yourself silently or out loud, now is my time for meditation, and everything else can wait, and everything else can wait, unless you're on fire or something, in which case, don't wait. The hands rest on the legs, palms down, and the hands can just be heavy, and they don't have to do anything right now. Give your weight to the cushion or chair, and let yourself become heavy from the waist down, rooted, and feel light from the waist up, aspiring and reaching up while you root down. Let your belly soften. Relax the area around your heart and your throat. Relax your shoulders. Nothing to carry right now. The chin is tucked a little bit, so the back of the neck is long and the mouth is closed. The lips and teeth are slightly parted. In this practice, the eyes remain open and the gaze is cast down to a spot in front, up to 6 feet or less, depending on where your screen is. And just let the eyes be very soft. The breath is natural in and out through the nose. And now let your attention rest on the breath. Feel the entire inhale and the entire exhale. At the end of the exhale, the next inhale will just happen. So begin again, coming in and flowing out, allowing the rhythm of the breath to carry you. We're not noticing the breath, we're feeling it. Your mind will continue to produce thought because that's what it does. Excellent, no problem there. Most of your thoughts will simply come and go. And you don't have to do anything about those thoughts, nor should you. Just let them, like little sort of cats walking through. Oh, speaking of. However, should you notice that you become absorbed in thought to the point where you have forgotten about your breath, then you want to step in. Notice that. say to yourself silently, thinking, gently let go, gently come back, and begin again. Thank you so much for your practice. Thank you for practicing with me. Thank you for practicing together. And thank you, Eugenie, for your excellent question.